Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating this the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. He won't be. He'll become an old friend of ours. David Epstein is here, folks. He's the author of Range. He's an award-winning author, also a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. David, we're like the Hotel California around here. When we find you, if we like you, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So I just want to give you fair warning there. So we talked.
Absolutely warned.
We're talking about the concept of generalists, folks. That's the essence of David's book, Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. Now, that sounds counterintuitive, but he's right about this, folks. And it all comes back, David, to something that we've talked about here on the show for years now, and that's not being innovative. That's not doing innovative things, but being innovative. It's about not accepting change, not managing change. It's about leading change, and increasingly, when things are moving so fast, if you're too vertical, then you're probably going to be too rigid. Which now brings me to the question about our teams. One of the big challenges we have today is finding anybody to work, let alone whether they're qualified or not, just any human being to work. And yet here you are, and I am, saying not only do you need to hire qualified people, but they need to have a diverse background. So tell us about that. What do you think? Is that important?
I think that's incredibly important. In fact, one of the concepts I discuss in the book is something called a psychological finding called the Einstellung effect.
And say that again.
Means is that it's called the Einstellung effect. And so it's just the name of a researcher that discovered it. And basically it means that when someone is too narrow and specialized and they sort of repeat the same sorts of procedures and tasks over and over in a very narrow way, they end up becoming stuck with those sorts of same solutions. And they cease to realize that there are even other solutions and other things that they can do. And it gets to the point sometimes where, and I kind of discussed this in Range in the context of some well-known disasters and firefighting and NASA, where people stop realizing that they are even using these very specialized tools, even when to an outsider it becomes totally obvious that they're headed for disaster and should stop doing something. But they've lost sight of those. Of
their
those
paradigm, they've gotten behind their paradigm. They made all these rules behind this paradigm that they found a way to be successful with, and the world is moving around them. As my futurist friend Joe Barker says, that's when the paradigm shifts, and when the paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero, and you're basically out of work. You're out of business.
That's right. I think there's one of the themes in Range is this classic finding that can be from science, from psychology, that can be summarized as breadth of training predicts breadth of transfer. And what psychologists mean by transfer is your ability to take your knowledge and skills and apply it to situations you've never quite seen before, so as opposed to just doing the same thing over and over. And that's the world we're in now, and it's happening faster than ever. You need to be able to apply to new situations. And the best predictor of your ability to do that is how broad your training is. So the whether you're training to, you know, in some of the research in the book is from sports to people responding to naval disasters to all sorts of other things. The broader their training base is, the more likely they are able to be flexible when they're faced with something they've never seen before, even if that wasn't part of their training. But that broad training allows them to have better transferability to new situations.
But if you have vertical staff, vertical teams, people who are – you've got an accountant that's only ever been an accountant. You've got a salesperson who's only ever been a salesperson, et cetera, et cetera. This is when you can bring in James Surowiecki's concept of the wisdom of crowds, right? He found that when you put – a high school graduate with five PhDs, you got a better result than if you had six PhDs. And so you could bring your teams together in a diverse group, and you accomplish, you may be able to accomplish the same thing as having a generalist person. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true in some cases, and maybe not in all cases. But as you correctly identified, the wisdom of crowds in James Surowiecki's book and that research, the key to the crowd being wise is the diversity of the crowd.
That's exactly
right. So the more
right.
diverse the experience of the crowd gets,
which is another way of saying generalist.
Yep, and you can have a huge crowd, and if they're all from a similar background,
right,
nothing happens. There's a point range where I talk about that in scientific.
Hey, David,
lab,
I got to wrap it up. DavidEpstein.com, is that the website?
It's the website, yes.
Will you come back?
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you back.
I enjoyed it, and I enjoy your phrases, too.
Thank you. David Epstein, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.